And welcome to Last Man Standing here on Republic Broadcasting Network with me, Paul Stevenson, live with you here today, I'm glad to say, on this Saturday, the 4th of November, and looking forward to the show. And as ever, please do support the network. We are committed to free speech, real free speech. There's no filtering going on here. There's no self-censoring going on here. We speak the truth as best we can and as much as we know it. So you can donate. If you go to the Republic Broadcasting Network homepage, you'll see the various options to donate, including you can donate by phone and make a card payment on 800-724-2719 extension 3. But like I said, if you go to the homepage and you'll see the various options where you can send money orders and postal checks, and there's a yellow donate button there which will assist you in any donations to keep this information war and the fight continuing here at RBN. So there's a hell of a lot happening over there in the Middle East with this Israel-Palestine situation. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes and crimes against humanity. That was Vladimir Putin. In March 23, there was an arrest for Mr. Putin for war crimes and crimes against humanity. For a little perspective, in a war that's lasted almost 2 years now, according to UN figures, the total civilian casualties, deaths for that war, the Ukraine-Russia war, which was provoked for years by the United States, total deaths, 9,600 in a war that's lasted almost 2 years. I imagine when they issued the warrant in March 23, it was significantly less, because those figures are apparently current figures. Or certainly more recent than March 23. So it was probably, I don't know, let's say it was probably 7,000 or something at that point. Maybe less. And the International Criminal Court were issuing arrest for Vladimir Putin. Fast forward to today, in 3 weeks, the Israelis are approaching that number of civilian casualties and deaths. I think it's up to 9,000 now, including 3,000 children. Haven't heard anything. Perhaps I'm missing it, but I haven't heard anything from the International Criminal Court issuing an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu, who's a complete psychopath, along with his colleagues in the IDF. Anthony Blinken has been over in Israel today, encouraging the Israelis to at least indulge the Palestinians in a pause. Because, you see, if you say a ceasefire, this apparently means that Israel doesn't have the right to commit genocide, or sorry, defend itself against defenseless Palestinians in one of the most densely populated hellholes on the planet. So it's the same with the European politicians. They have, you know, they flooded the continent, and the UK is the same with Muslims. They have constantly these leftist ideologies with these significant, in quotes, minorities that are in the left or in the country, who are often, particularly in the case of the Labour Party, make up a huge amount of their voting bloc, but also not exclusively the Conservatives. I mean, there's nothing right-wing about them except when it comes to their blind support of Israel. So you can't use the term ceasefire, because Israel will have a meltdown. And so to be seen to be somewhat having a heart, and to be consistent with your constant love of minority groups and your social justice and everything else, in light of what the Israelis are doing, is becoming increasingly embarrassing to European leaders. And I imagine it's no different for Biden than the United States, particularly with his very leftist social justice warrior voter bloc. They found a middle ground. Rishi Sunak over here as well. I think Macron is the same. Perhaps I think the French have been a little bit more firm in their language and maybe calling for a ceasefire. Perhaps that's why The French woke up today to find that the Israelis haven't excluded them from the slaughter as they bombed a French what was it? It's a French Institute for Culture Building targeted by the Israelis. But like I said, during the week there was some more harsher rhetoric from Macron. Again, Macron's got a huge problem. They've got an even bigger Muslim population in France than they have in the UK. But these clowns are over here publicly hugging Vladimir Putin and, you know, offering, you know, blind support to the end. And then they have to come home to basically the Middle East in the UK and France to an outraged, not just an outraged Muslim population, but an outraged, anyone with any conscience. And, of course, this includes lots of kind of leftist people, but it includes other people who just are not supporters of that regime. And if they were before, they're quickly losing support for it, as Israel seems to be increasingly isolating itself and seems to be hell-bent on, you know, isolating itself from everybody. And it is fast losing support from even its staunchest allies because it's becoming an embarrassment. Do the Israelis care? It doesn't look like it, such as the extent of the hubris of the Zionist regime there. They seem to think that they're invincible. But so far, they've managed to do what they've done with impunity. But like I said, the middle ground seems to be to sort of try and placate your voters at home, as well as not feeling the wrath of Benjamin Netanyahu and the all-powerful, omniscient Zionist regime. A pause is the middle ground from not calling it a ceasefire, calling for a ceasefire, and not calling for a continuous, slaughter and genocide of the Palestinian people under the guise of fighting Hamas. It's an ethnic cleansing operation, and there's very little doubt in my mind that Mossad didn't know about this attack, and this was a precursor to go in there and do what they wanted to do for years. You might call it the final solution, ironically, for the Palestinians to finally totally ethnic cleanse the Gaza Strip. If anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to do. I am live, so it's good to be live, and I always like to hear your calls on any of these matters. You can do that, if I can just get the number up here again. You can do that on toll-free 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-443. That's the toll-free number, or 512-248-8252. So please do call in. Last night, Israel has admitted to a strike on an ambulance convoy, as you do, that killed at least 15 people. As ever, no evidence provided that Hamas were using the ambulances as per the IDF claims. Like I said, the French Institute for Culture Building targeted and struck by Israelis, probably with the same claim that Hamas were holed up in there or using it for weapons or whatever. So the French, one of the French ministers has demanded an investigation. The UN is horrified by the strike on the ambulance convoy. UN Chief Antonio Guterres, the Secretary General there, said, quote, "I am horrified by the reported attack on an ambulance convoy outside Al-Shifa Hospital. The images of bodies strewn on the street outside the hospital are harrowing." And, of course, he felt the full wrath of the Israelis for daring to state last week that this conflict didn't happen in a vacuum, and of course was accused of supporting Hamas and terrorists and all the rest of it, even though he did qualify that he did condemn the October 7th attack. But he was quite rightly pointing out that this conflict did not that attack didn't happen in a vacuum. And again, the arrogance of the Israelis were calling for his resignation. I mean, who do these people think they are? That's his job. He's a United Nations leader. He's not an Israeli. So you've had hospitals, UN workers. You've had at least 36 journalists, apparently, according to WeOn, which is a very good Indian website. You've had ambulance convoys. And I think yesterday as well, or maybe even earlier today, there was 150 killed, apparently, and injured in an Israeli shelling of a Gaza school. Thomas White, who's the Gaza director for the UN RWA, the UNRWA, no longer able to provide shelter or protection to civilians. And I quote, "These are people seeking shelter under a UN flag, seeking protection under international humanitarian law. Let's be very clear. There is no place that is safe in Gaza right now." He went on to say that 38 people had died in UN facilities. So you've had UN workers killed as well. And added that at least 72 UN RWA staff had been killed, and that they had lost contact with many of the shelters in the north. So this is complete carnage. This is a complete disregard for international law, for the United Nations. They, you know, you can't get much more clear than you're actually killing people from the United Nations. You're killing journalists, which are supposed to be protected under international law. Everywhere you look, it's basically, according to international law, these are war crimes and crimes against humanity. Journalists, Red Cross workers, United Nations workers. Blinken travels to Israel, as I say, to urge a pause, but basically gets figuratively shown the door. Israel wants autonomy and independence. Well, let them have their independence. America's acting as if, you know, I've heard rhetoric from Biden, Israel's independent. Like America has no leverage here. How about, okay, you want to be fully independent? You want to be autonomous? No problem. No more money and no more weapons for us, and no more American soldiers are going to be fighting in your wars. How do you like those apples, Benjamin? Now you go crack on, because the whole Middle East hates you. You're completely isolated yourself. The Russians have basically said you've got no right to protect yourself. You have no right to defense, citing that an occupying force, referring to the Russians always refer to some law somewhere, some Article 3.8 of like whatever it is. They're a very legal-obsessed nation. They said because they're an occupying nation, they actually don't have the right to defend themselves. So the gloves are off when it comes to Russia and Israel as well, because Israel, of course, was providing intelligence and defense weapons to Ukraine during the Ukraine-Russia war. So there's no love lost between them at the moment. They are also rumored to be through the Wagner Group, which has a air defense system in Syria. They are reported. It's the SA-22 missile air defense system, also known as the Panzer. Wagner, which apparently operates in Syria, has been tasked with carrying out the delivery of the missile system to Hezbollah. Talking about Hezbollah, the thousands of people gathered today to hear the Hezbollah chief leader Hassan Nasrallah, and they were very happy with his speech. And they were very disappointed. One of the pictures, you can see people throwing shoes at a TV where they were watching the speech. This is the first official speech that the Hezbollah leader, like I say, Hassan Nasrallah, has given. And many in Lebanon were seemingly expecting a declaration of war against Israel, but were left bitterly disappointed. In his speech, he said, quote, "Regional war is possible, and they are ready," referring to Hezbollah, "to fight. But it is not happening now. To the U.S., I say, threats against us are of no use. Your fleets in the Mediterranean do not scare us. We have prepared a response to the fleets with which you threaten us. But no declaration of war, and there's a lot of strong rhetoric coming out of from people like in Iran and Turkey, but so far they've largely continued this ignoring of the suffering of the Palestinians for whatever reason. We can get into that, I guess. The Houthis in Yemen are an exception. They have declared war on Israel, but their weapons can barely reach. They are south of Saudi Arabia, so they've got to go the full length of Saudi Arabia if they launch those missiles. They have quite a few missiles and reasonably good missiles and things like that, but the range of them would barely reach Israel, and they are weapons that are, these are not like high-tech Kinzhal missiles that Russia has or something where they're going to be difficult to shoot down. The Israelis can deal with these sort of weapons. So the Houthis in Yemen, while they seem to be committed to defending the Palestinians, they don't really have what it takes to cause the Zionist regime there much of a problem, as I can tell. In fact, the U.S. shot down a few of their missiles a couple of weeks ago. Okay, we are going to break, and when we come back, we'll check. We've got some callers, and we'll get some comments or questions. Anybody wants to call in? I'd love to hear from somebody who thinks that this is a divine land that's given to the Israelis, because I've heard a lot of that recently. And obviously that's BS. But okay, we'll be back in about 2 minutes after the break, folks.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty, whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen. These courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Around your brain. Today the system
Hi, and welcome back to Last Man Standing here on Republic Broadcasting Network with me, Paul Stevenson, on this Saturday, the 4th of November, 2023. Do call in. The lines are open for callers. Love to hear from you, including any Zionists or Christian Zionists out there who seem to believe that this is the Israelis have a divine right to that land. I'd love to hear from you as well. Toll free 800-313-9443. That's toll free 800-313-9443. Going to go to Daryl in a minute, who's holding. And of course, over here in the UK, you have, there is no middle ground. I mean, you're either in a camp where you're completely pro-Palestinian, and some of these people will be genuinely pro-Palestinian because they care, and some of them will, of course, include the usual lefties who hate anything about Western and white culture. And then you have, in my opinion, shamefully, now I've noticed a slight shift in it, but not sufficiently, because I think it's disgraceful. And so a lot of these people on GB News and Talk TV, which would consider themselves right-wing, including Nigel Farage, these people were very quick and very aggressive in their condemnation and hatred of Vladimir Putin. And yet, despite almost as many people killed in this conflict in 3 weeks as the entirety of the conflict in Ukraine with Russia, they're still standing by Israel with this BS that they have the right to defend themselves, constantly rolling out the line, bringing people on and say, are you not willing to recall? You know, it's kind of gotcha. You know, they're always criticizing the left for their gotcha politics. Well, they're doing the same thing. They're bringing on people left, right, and center and saying, are you not prepared to call Hamas terrorists? Because you see, that word, you see, it's like, oh, if you're not prepared to call them terrorists, I don't know, you must be a quote, terrorist yourself. I think that, to my mind, this would fit into the category of straining on a gnat and swallowing a camel. And the British particularly should remember the early origins of the Zionist regime and the terrorism that was involved there when they killed 90 soldiers of the British soldiers in the King David Hotel. They seem to forget that. They also seem to forget that the Israelis in the West have been funding and arming what they would refer to as terrorists, ISIS, jihadi maniacs, and death squad mercenaries in Syria when it suited Israelis' agenda to overthrow Assad. Then they astutely changed the name to moderate rebels. But I will say, one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist. And at the end of the day, it's just a word. If you're going to like drop on one of the most densely populated areas some of the ordinances and bombs incessantly on top of one of the most densely populated areas in the world, and claim that somehow you're legitimate and you're not a terrorist, well, I'm sorry, this is just BS language. But this is what the West, this is what the so-called right in the media in the UK are doing, bringing people on and going to say, are you not going to condemn Hamas for terrorism? You know, 1,400 people, 9,000, you know, which is worse? You get killed by a high-tech bomb, or you get killed by an RPG, whatever. It's human nature. People are going to defend themselves. Constantly hearing about how Israel has the right to defend itself. What about Palestine? Palestinians' right to defend itself? Well, they are defending itself with everything they have at their disposal, which is not the high-tech military that's at the Israelis' disposal, and then the constant flow of weapons coming in from the United States. And meanwhile, Farage, again, and the so-called right-wing media in the UK, it's like they're having a mental breakdown about the rise in anti-Semitism, of which is often cited by the ADL. So it's hardly impartial. And who knows what fits the criteria for anti-Semitism? Oh, there's a 1,300% rise in anti-Semitism. That's all you get. There's no breakdown of that. And it's the same Jewish organizations that actually lobby our politicians to bring in all the Muslims, you know? So, I mean, what do you expect? Of course, they don't talk about that. Anyway, let's go to Daryl. Daryl, you're live with me, sir. Good to have you on again.
Okay. Yes, you too. You made some good points there. Russia, I think, is the big one that they turned against Israel. They were pretty friendly towards them, but now they're basically against them. And a guy up here in North America, Mike Adams, he's a pretty right-wing guy, and he was supporting Israel, but now he's against them. So if he can turn some of these people, these entities against, you're doing a pretty good job. You know, the ambulance that they hit, they said, well, there was a Hamas in it. There's no way that the medical services in Gaza would allow that, because they know it would happen. If they allowed that, they would be bombing every ambulance. Plus, they bombed a second ambulance. There were two of them there. And it's not a good look, even if there was Hamas there. These people that are making the decisions in Israel don't have any public relations ability. They just, well, of course, they think they have total immunity, but that's not the case. Like, the whole half the world, three quarters of the world's against them. So it's just the collateral damage isn't worth killing a Hamas or two in an ambulance, Paul.
Yeah, plus the fact they never provide evidence. I mean, there was right. Of course, earlier in the week, it's one atrocity after the next. Earlier in the week, they dropped a huge bombs on a refugee center. We'll hold you over to the other side, Darrell.
Thank you.
It's so much bigger than me. It's screaming out.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're looking around, you see.
and welcome back here to Last Man Standing with me, Paul Stevenson, live here on RBN. Like I said, the lines are open, so if you want to call in, toll-free on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we've held Darrell over, so go ahead, Darrell.
Yeah, I think that Hassan Nasrallah speech was actually fine. I mean, he's going to ramp up if he needs to. It's more of a speech actually just talking to the United States. It was more than talking to Israel. It was more of the United States just kind of warning, but, I mean, it's going to go on deaf ears. So eventually, those people that were throwing things, they'll get their wish, and Lebanon is going to get involved in this. I mean, I would talk, if I was talking to Bibi and what have you, I would say to him, I understand what happened on the 7th. You know, you guys are really upset about that, because normally when 5 or 10 or 3 of the people get killed, you go crazy. How about 1,400? But you're never going to be able to wipe out this organization. If you, and even if by some miracle you will, and you take out all the tunnels and everything, this isn't like Ukraine where there's, you know, very hard to get troops, and the good ones are all dead. There's lots of Hamas fighters out there, in potential out there. I mean, these kids that are watching these things, or these with teenagers, not only in Gaza and the West Bank, but all over the Middle East, they all want to join in. So yeah, it's like a, it's like taking a tool hammer to a giant anthill and just start pounding it. Mm. I mean, you're only going to kill certain amounts, but there's going to be a lot of ants down on the bottom that were normally pretty docile. They're going to come up and fight you. There's no military solution to this. It's impossible. You cannot do it.
Yeah, and I think it's really, you know, what's really going on is they are just literally trying to ethnic cleanse the whole region. I think they probably know that they can't win this militarily, but they're just trying to kill as many people and get as many people out of that strip and, you know, as refugees and get them out of there. Like you said, I mean, if you're a young guy in the Gaza Strip and you've just lost your whole family,
right.
Well, what else are you going to do? Of course, you know, you've got nothing left to lose. Your house has been blown up. Your sister and your mother and your father are dead. And this is what's happening. I mean, people are losing whole families. Like I said, that those bombs they dropped on the refugee center. By any measure, these are war crimes and crimes against humanity. But like I said, the hypocrisy and the double standards of calling, you know, Vladimir Putin a war criminal and the International Criminal Court, you know, putting an arrest warrant out for him, but nothing. But of course, we shouldn't be surprised. But, you know, even the, you know, you've had the South American nations come out. I think the Colombians have come out. The Bolivians have come out against Israel, cut ties with Israel. The Irish are infuriated, obviously, because of the history we had with the British Empire there. In Bloody Sunday, which is a small thing compared to what's happening in Palestine, it was the biggest recruitment drive for the Provisional IRA in their history, what happened in Bloody Sunday. So, I mean, the Israelis must know they can't get rid of Hamas. You know, as many people have acknowledged, you know, Hamas is an idea. You know, you cannot kill an idea. You know, like you said, you can, for every one, you know, Hamas soldier they may kill, and they're given very little or no evidence. You know, apparently they justified this attack on the refugee center where there was at least 50 people died. I expect there must have been a lot more than that. There's probably as many as another 5,000 Palestinians dead under the rubble that they haven't discovered yet.
Right.
But, you know, this was all justified because apparently they killed one terrorist.
Yeah.
And there's no evidence. And Hamas have came out and said that they didn't even kill him, but the guy wasn't in the area. So I don't know. I mean, no one seems to be providing any evidence on the Israeli side that, you know, that they actually are killing these people. But like I said, I mean, what's it going to take? Now, I know there are exchanges between Hezbollah in the north of Israel there on the Lebanon border, but those people today that came out to see the Hezbollah chief's first official speech on the matter, they were very disappointed. But I think if this continues, it's going to be untenable for Hezbollah to stay out of it. This missile defense system, this Panzer missile defense system, which is apparently installed in Syria by Russia, has been moved to into the hands of Hezbollah. Despite the constant blind support of Israel, surely this must be becoming untenable to continue to support this. And by the way, where's the conscience of the so-called, in quotes, Christian Zionists? You know, How long are they going to keep supporting Israel in this slaughter? Let's not forget that Muslims are actually still human beings, and there are Christians in Gaza as well. Sure. In fact, the Israelis have blown up a hospital, which was a Baptist church hospital. They've blown up an Orthodox church. The Jews in America, there's plenty of Jews in America who are condemning Israel, not standing by this nonsense. And the Christian Zionists seem to be a, like, continuous blind support of Israel because of their ignorance and misinterpretation of Scripture.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, I mean, bombing these schools and hospitals, and even if it's outside a hospital or the refugee centers, to possibly kill a few Hamas leaders or wherever, it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. The public relations, it's just, as I said before, it's just amazing. And even if somehow, again, they're going to, if they could destroy Hamas or a lot of their leaders, they're just going to reconstitute in another name. There's Islamic Jihad that's big there, too. Maybe that'll just get bigger. There's just nothing they can do. Finally, I'll say this. The only way, there's only one way. Again, if I was talking to BB, there's only one way you guys are going to do this. You got to road grade Gaza. You got to cause another Nakba. But the other problem with that is you're going to get Egypt. You're going to get Iran, you're going to get Lebanon, Hezbollah, and many other nations. Jordan's probably going to be there too. So, but you're going to have to wipe the whole, like, just move them all out. And Egypt has already said they don't want to take any more refugees and everything other than just the kind that are getting now. But the refugees are afraid to go there because they're getting bombed on the roads that they were told to go to the south, and then the convoys are bombed by Israel. It's just incredible. I mean, I'm not sure why they're actually waiting. I know Hezbollah is taking its time, but the world should not be surprised if the Islamic world and these countries tomorrow declare war on Israel, because they've done enough to deserve it.
Yeah, of course they have. It's just incredible what they're doing. But anyway, Darrell, thank you again.
Thank you.
Again. Okay, we'll go to Vinny in Indiana, and then we'll go to John in Austin. We've got 20 minutes, so you have 10 minutes each.
Hello, Paul. I guess my question is, in relation to what you just said, what do we owe the Jews, right, at this point? Because to me, if you're a traditional Christian, we don't owe them anything other than salvation through baptism in Christ. Of course, 99.99% of Jews will not accept that. We owe them nothing. And the point, I don't know if you saw, if you're familiar with Devin Stack at blackfield.com, he did a show called Suicide Cult, and he compared Christian Zionism to the Heaven's Gate Suicide Cult. I don't know if you remember them from the 1990s. They all took poison and asphyxiated themselves. And it was they thought they could ascend to the Hale-Bopp comet. It was their version of the rapture. And he made a really good point that Christian Zionists, you know, the Republican Party, if you go to any kind of Republican Party town hall event with a candidate, if they're like a traditional Christian, Pat Buchanan, Mark Dankoff, Charles Baldwin, I mean, any of those guys, the whole thing is taken over by, there could be 200 people in the room, but a dozen Christian Zionists will absolutely take over the entire town hall, and they will rant and rave about, I remember this from 10, 12 years ago, they'll rant and rave about Iran. So my point is, I would love to see all the guys at RBN get together and say, look, we don't owe Israel anything. If they are completely military defeated and they're on the beaches waiting to be taken away or rescued, we don't owe them anything short of a baptism.
That's exactly right. And the Christian Zionist movement, it's a movement which is based on tremendous ignorance and propaganda, and it's also a movement which exalts the state of Israel before Christ. It's an abomination. It's actually a heresy, in my opinion, because the focus on dispensationalism this eschatological system, which no Christian believed up until about the early 1900s, because it didn't exist until about 1850, it really does have to focus on Israel before Christ. It's really got its priorities mixed up. And it doesn't seem to matter how many dead civilians, including Christians, Baptist churches or hospitals are blown up by the Israelis who hate Christ. If you go and spread the gospel in Israel, I think you can be arrested. You'll certainly get spat on and receive a lot of abuse. But they just seem to have blind support for this, and it's a tragedy. I tried to get Gary DeMar on today. I mean, I've been doing a lot of shows over the years, probably going back like 10 years, dispelling the myth and critiquing that whole Christian Zionist position, the dispensationalist eschatological system. There isn't one prophecy in the New Testament that prophesies the return of that land to Israel. On the contrary, you had the parable of the vineyard owner, where it clearly outlines that after killing Christ with the final straw, and that the Jews were expelled from that land. It was prophesied by Jesus. The temple was destroyed in AD 70, and they were scattered around the world. And that's just the way it was. But yet, you have Christians basically taking passages from the Old Testament when the Jews were exiled in Babylon, and there were promises that they would be returned to that land. And guess what? They were returned to that land. But not one. Not one prophecy in the New Testament prophesies the return of that land to Jews at some future point. Vinny, thank you very much for your call. I'm going to go on to John and Austin.
Thank you.
We're running out of time. But, yeah, do call again, Vinny. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Okay, John and Austin, go ahead.
Hi, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, good. I was just thinking there, if there was a way that we could get the Glasgow Celtic fans shipped out to Gaza, we'd have this thing sorted in a week. The IDF would be gone.
Yeah. Well, of course, this is very close to the bone for the Irish. I mean, I grew up in Northern Ireland myself. On a small scale, I remember coming out of my hometown and being harassed by British soldiers and armored personnel vehicles who knocked your window with their machine guns and enjoyed harassing us for the most part. They thought it was amusing. That's a small scale that I experienced personally in a Republican town in Northern Ireland. But yes, of course, the Celtic fans and people in Ireland and Northern Ireland, particularly on the Irish side, it's very close to the bone of what they suffered in the Troubles. Thankfully, there was a solution to that, because there was a tremendous amount of bloodshed and pain and lives lost there too. It was an ugly war. But even that was like falls into insignificance compared to what's happening. I mean, the British have even apologized for Bloody Sunday, which was the biggest recruitment drive for the Provisional IRA. But yeah. And yet they stand there and they support Israel, blind support of Israel, as they drop bombs, huge bombs, in one of the most densely populated areas in the world. I mean, these people have nowhere to go. Like I quoted the UN chief earlier. There's nowhere for them to go. There's nowhere safe in Gaza.
Yeah. I lived in Northern Ireland for a couple of years myself, just when the Troubles were starting. My mother was from Lurgan in County Armagh, and she divorced my old man and reluctantly went back there. And after a couple of months, I decided I would go and live with my mum to help support her. So I witnessed the Troubles for 2.5 years, and I tell people when we're talking about what's going on in Palestine at the moment, I say what I saw in Northern Ireland was like a Sunday school picnic compared to what I'm watching in Gaza now. It's just,
yeah, of course,
the horror is unbelievable.
It is horrendous, and like I mentioned earlier, have people like Farage and on so many things. I would agree with Farage and have respect for the man. But people on that network are getting people on there, and Jacob Rees-Mogg, the great sort of likes to style himself as some sort of 19th century British politician. These people are on there condemning Islam. Last time I checked, it was a conservative government who resided over one of the biggest immigration, huge amount of numbers of immigrations, including many of them Muslim, into the country. And then they go out and make a public display of supporting Israel, a blind support of Israel. What do they expect? It's amazing to me that Farage and people like GB News, that you're probably aware of, and people like that, or get people on, are you going to condemn Are you going to call Hamas terrorists? I mean, this is all they're doing constantly, constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're a terrorist. You know, this is just language. It's a word which is designed by established rogue states like Israel and other, you know, real terrorist states dropping bombs on people where they have no escape from them to try and have some sort of demonization of when it suits them, like it did the Israelis at the beginning of the Zionist regime. They call them freedom fighters. But, you know, this whole word terrorist is designed to demonize anybody who tries to say, look, and even Guterres, the chief of the UN, as you probably know, received the wrath of the Israelis and calling for his resignation because he had the temerity to say this didn't happen in a vacuum. I hear these people, you know, who have blind support of Israel, the talking heads on these shows, you know, saying that Israel has a right to defend itself because of what happened on the 14th, like history, or on the 7th, like history started on the 7th of October. Well, the fact of the matter is, the Hamas were retaliating for previous slaughters, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I remember last Sunday I was sitting here watching Al Jazeera, and they were threatening to bomb that Al Quds hospital, which at the time had 14,000 people in it, and they wanted them to leave. And they said, "Where the hell can we go?" And I watched every day, and thankfully they didn't. But this morning, apparently, a bomb went off just outside that hospital, and I don't know how many people were injured or killed, but could you imagine if they went ahead with that threat and just bombed that place and killed 14,000 people? The inhumanity of that, it's just unbelievable, man. It's just it's so sad watching this unfold.
Listen, I'm not a fan of Islam as an ideology. I don't agree with mass immigration. I don't agree with the Islamization that's gone on in Europe. But, yeah, it was Jewish lobby groups and perfidious political elites that facilitated it, that have cultivated it. And you know, I don't hate Muslims. And, you know, anybody with any kind of a heart looking at those people in Palestine, Muslim, Hindu, Christian, atheist, whatever, they're human beings. I mean, it's just, where's your heart, you know? We're going to break. I'll hold you over, John, and for the last 5 seconds.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, John, do you want to finish up your comments? And then I've got Sherry in Kansas, and I'll give the last word to the last 5 minutes.
Not much to say, but it just so happens. I think the University of Texas have got a game of football on today, and I live just over the other side of the highway. And I'm sitting here, I've been sitting here for a couple of hours, watching all the fans go to the game, and I just look at them and think, you probably haven't got a bloody clue what's going on in Gaza at the moment. You just, all you care about is your football. And it just makes me, yeah, it makes me angry, it makes me sad. And I'll leave it at that, Paul. Yeah. All right, mate, all the best to you.
Thank you, John. Okay, go ahead, Sherry in Kansas, talking about football. Kansas City, you've got a big game.
Hi, Paul.
Against the Miami Dolphins. Hi, Sherry.
This is an author that Deanna Spingola had on years ago, and I thought you might be interested in it. And this guy, he's from Ireland. He moved here when he's about nine, I guess, his family. His name is Chris Fogarty, and the name of his book is The Perfect Holocaust and Who Kept It Perfect, and it's Ireland, 1845 to 1850. And he was able to find all the places where they had regiment stationed to take the food from Ireland during that period.
Yeah.
And he's using all the proceeds from this book to actually mark the mass graves over there.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a...
Here's his
website, www.IrishHolocaust.org.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that. I'll check it out, Sherry. That sounds like it's interesting and a good cause as well, obviously.
Yeah, it's you know, and the British are the ones that gave, you know, that let that land go to...
Yes, they were. It was a Balfour Declaration where they just decided to give... The Jews, the problem was there happened to be other people living there, you know?
Yeah. Okay, that's all I had.
All right, thank you, Sherry.
Sure.
Okay, well, I think we are out of time. Thank you for everyone who called in. Thank you to Frank for producing the show, and RBN for giving me the chance to express myself and our callers freely. We're back again. Of course, the clocks go back in the United States today, I believe. Later this evening, they went back here in Europe and the UK last week. So I will be back again. Well, I'll be on with Richard Carey and be on the official narrative on Monday, midday central. And then I'll be back here. Hopefully, I've been speaking to Phil Giraldi. I'm hoping to get Phil on at some point. And I will get Gary DeMar on, who is ostensibly an expert in eschatology, and particularly refuting this dispensationalist nonsense. Okay, until Monday and next Saturday, thank you very much for joining me. Take care and God bless.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.